A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Hare Krishna! Hare Krishna!
We're gonna get
this best thing ever.
This is the best.
I don't know what producer came up with this loophole. I doubt it had to do with the immigration
chef's
specialist.
Kiss. Chef's kiss.
But making Jenny a Hare Krishna member is the best. I was not ready.
Did you see that in next week?
Yes, she's going to do it.
She's going to do it. And it's going to be...
Because of course she is.
Y'all, it's going to be
ridiculous. Because Jenny will do anything for Submit.
And Submit will do nothing.
No. Zero.
Y'all, welcome to Reality Gaze. This is Maddie. I'm here with my squirrel friend,
Poodle.
She's going to
be Hare Krishna.
If you're watching the Intimate Portrait, you're sitting
Hello.
Right here between us. Just right here on this couch. You're watching the video. If not, you're listening to the podcast. I just want to say something.
You've already said something. A lot.
I'm going to say more. Before we started, Poodle looked right at me and said, oh, you're not in the frame. You need to change the camera. That's one of the sweetest things you've ever said to me.
Yeah.
Poodle 1.0 just would have done the entire show with me out of frame. I really meant a lot.
And just looked right at the camera at the same time. Hello.
I appreciate
Hello,
that.
Hello, all you viewers out there.
How are you, Poods?
You are special to me.
Y'all are special.
I'm well. I had a training session today that kind of killed me, but
oh,
I'm
yeah.
okay.
Yeah?
It's a Sunday. We're having to do, normally you guys.
Labor. Oh,
just
thank you.
A little bit of, what?
No, we need to tell them this is changing now.
Yes. Oh, that gives. Normally, you remember that time when they were dropping Happily Ever After on Friday, Fridays on Discovery Plus.
So we thought,
and
yeah,
we were like, great, yay, we can meet, do the show on Friday or Saturday, and we can drop the show. We can give Christina time to edit our video because we're absolute fuck-ups, and she needs to spend time doing
the
it.
The edits she has to do of what she cuts out. I mean, y'all, I
pulled my dick out last week.
I pulled down my pants and shit and pulled a white lotus right on the middle of camera here. She had to cut that out.
Is that what's called, a white lotus?
Yeah, it's a white lotus, yeah. Well, they, because it's my white lotus.
Oh!
Anyway, so we were so happy that that's the way we could plan
and,
the show.
And that was one of the selling points for Discovery Plus. Guess what? Just like Discovery tried to sue us, they're fucking us again.
Or like Discovery still hasn't emailed us back because...
they hate us.
They hate us.
Well, Discovery Plus was very kind to me in my email exchange with them, but I think it was a bunch of bots. But here's the thing. They're only going to be dropping the episodes early on Sunday.
At 4 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, so 1 a.m., which I'll be halfway through piano catting. Yeah. You'll have been asleep for 6 hours because you go to bed at 7 p.m.
I go to bed at usually like 10:30, 11. Yes, I do.
7 p.m. That's what I said.
Yeah. I enjoy the still.
Because you're Thelma Harper.
I enjoy sleep.
I do too.
Yeah.
I enjoy fucking too.
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've been in a relationship 7. We scheduled that earlier.
What, like 4:30?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Then,
an afternoon delight.
Then you have your...
Right before dinner.
Then you have your early bird dinner.
Well, taking a page out of your book, who wants to fuck after they eat?
I agree. But that, then you have your early bird at 5:30.
Oh, mm-hmm, yeah.
And then you're in
Take
bed by 7:30.
Take my Metamucil with dinner, and then I wake up, and then on next morning, I have a good motion.
Good motion.
And I feel good. So anyway, y'all, we're not going to be able to put the show out on Sunday night anymore.
No, it's just not. It's just the video. The
we're
video
doing
edition.
It now
it's
on
not
Sunday. Christina will get it to
yeah,
us Cray on Monday.
Cray got fucked with this, too. Yeah. Everyone who's covering this show got fucked by this. So it's going to be later in the week.
I feel bad, Cray Cray. They offer their patrons.
They're fucked.
On their Patreon. It's super,
they got fucked.
They got fucked. And Discovery doesn't give a fuck.
No, because...
I do think it's shitty that is the way they sold this app, is that you can get this show like 3 days before their main biggest show, and now they say... Just kidding.
It was a what they told me. It was a contract or license.
It's not a license thing.
Here's what the problem is, y'all. They want to build up. They want to make the other way kind of event television.
And they don't like that people probably. It's still going to be the same in this Facebook group, though, y'all. We're not going to let anybody post spoilers about the show until Sunday night.
Nope. After the show's
aired. So anyway, that's that. Hey, y'all, we also, again, we've been talking.
They can suck it.
They can suck it. We've been talking about live show stuff. Again, we've sold out our show in L.A. We've got more shows. We're going to announce. We're going to be able to announce.
We're announcing a mini tour.
We're going to be announcing it next week.
Yes.
So we just let you know about that. We're just finalizing some things. We do want to let you know that in some of these venues, we're still, y'all, we're not really that big time yet. Ooh. Stop showing your shoulders to the video.
I was bored.
We can't get big theaters yet because we're just not there yet. So we get more mid-sized theaters. That's one reason why we sell out quick. So if you are interested in getting those, we will say it is helpful to be a Patreon member
if
or
you're,
a Supercast.
If you're watching now.
If you're watching, you already get it. But if you're listening to the podcast, like, because y'all, one of our venues, like the theater has 200 seats.
Yeah.
The last time we did pre-sale, we only had 50 seats left after pre-sale.
Right.
So that's just kind of what we're working. We can't, that's the theaters we can't control. So I'm just letting you know, if it's really important to you, you might want to think about that.
And also, know that we are trying to guarantee bigger venues, but this is the first time we've ever done this.
Yeah.
And people were like, reality gays?
Who
that sounds like
fuck
porn.
Are you?
And
someone wanted a $4,000 security deposit because they didn't know who the fuck we were. I'm like, that we're not even going to make that in the show.
No.
So anyway, y'all.
So... Bear with us as we are doing our best.
But it's for anybody, even on the $5 tier, you will get a pre-sale.
Yeah.
For everybody. So If you really want to go, just spend the $5 for the month, get into the pre-sale, and then you can change it later, whatever.
One other announcement.
What?
Season finale of Love in Paradise.
Oh.
A 90-day story.
I wish I could have watched it today, but I had to be here.
I haven't watched it yet. I'm going to watch it probably tonight.
I will say somebody sent me, it's not a clip of the show, but just an Instagram. I'm going to go on record and say Ariana and Sherlon's baby boy might be the cutest baby in 90 Day Fiancé history. That baby
is cute. That's a spoiler because you just told us that the baby survived.
Yeah.
That's really dark.
Because TLC is going to air that.
That's
wow.
really
what if
dark.
They aired that? Wow.
Y'all, I'm dark like that. I'm sorry.
Anyway.
Kind of like how I thought that Lisa's baby, Dominic. I'm like, no, the baby died. Then they named the second baby Dominic.
Yeah, that's not what happened at all. That's not what happened at all. So, y'all, that's it.
Dead babies are not funny by any means.
No, they're not funny at all.
It's just where I go.
They're not funny. Where's our timer so we don't go long? There it is. Also, we just want to remind you, y'all.
The funniest thing is we actually have a timer so we don't go long.
It's true. One other thing I just want to mention, our charity for the Sissy Squad this month.
Yeah, is... stared right at me like, I can't remember it.
No.
It is Fun Texas Choice. Yes. Fund Texas Choice. Not a fun Texas choice.
They did say, like you said, Fun Texas Choice.
This is, for those of you who have been sticking their head in an ostrich hole this past week and a half or so, the state law of Texas, SB 8, has now restricted abortion to the first 6 weeks of and you can detect a heartbeat, which any doctor or researcher will tell you a lot of women don't even know they're pregnant at this time. Yeah. And so in effect, it's banning most abortions in
Texas.
Also
rape, incest.
That doesn't even
apply.
Make any you could exception go, for any of that.
You could go to a clinic. And if your Uber driver knows they're driving to it, they could get sued.
Yes, and that is the most sinister part of this bill.
It's a horrible law.
Takes it out of the hands of federal authorities and puts it in the hands of citizens who can almost kind of put a hit out on a mom who knows maybe
could do
having
a
an abortion and then could sue their husband, their priest, the person who brought them there, like
their
Uber driver, their therapist, a nurse who gave them advice.
Yeah.
Any of these can be sued by private citizens. And so this is they're finally not fucking around here, y'all. And this is disgusting. And so we are raising money. We've already raised, I want to say, $3,500.
Yeah.
So even if you're not in the Sissy Squad, please donate to Fund Texas Choice, because what the organization does is helps people to get out of Texas or to neighboring states or even for flights, covers accommodations so they can have safe, basically.
So they can have a choice over their bodies.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So they can make their own choices for their bodies.
So there you go.
Yeah. So, and
so you can donate in the Sissy Squad, but if you're not in the Sissy Squad, you can just go to
Fund Texas Choice.
FundTexasChoice.org,
I believe.
.org. And we'll put in the show notes. And then, yes, and please support that. And if you don't agree, that's fine, but don't message us because it's something we feel strongly about.
I'm not up for debate.
Yeah, it's not up for debate for us. So
because our listenership is about 95% women.
We want to support women.
And yeah.
We want to support women. So there you go. All right, let's jump into The Other Way.
Season
3, episode 2, Test and Trust.
Is that what it was?
Test and Trust. This is not a good name for an episode.
Test and Trust. Stupid.
That sounds like what somebody would name their twins back in.
Test and Trust.
This is my kids testing, because we're all tested. We're all tested. And this is Trust.
That I have trust in my Lord.
Yep.
My Lord and Savior,
if you're
Jesus
tested,
Christ.
You can trust him. Test and Trust.
Genius, some help. Where this is post Jenny's, like, kind of feather-filled fight.
But, yes,
where
as
people
said,
a chair.
When you said she kicked a chair and feathers went everywhere, people really enjoyed that image.
Boosh.
Really enjoyed that image. So, okay.
If you've ever seen chickens fight, feathers do always they fly
go
up
everywhere.
In the air.
And Jenny, she's in that bedroom going, oh, fuck you, sweetie.
Fuck you, Samuel.
Never listening to you again. Well, I'm booking my flight. I'm leaving because I can't fly that far, so I've got to get on a plane.
She is literally mad as a wet hen.
She's as mad as a wet hen. Yes.
If you know, that's a very Southern expression.
I think they know that, yeah.
Is mad as a wet hen found outside the South?
I feel like it is, but maybe it's not.
I don't know.
It's like, I think so, because that's one. Like my dad used to say, pudding ain't pudding unless you eat it.
No, that's nowhere else.
You haven't heard that one?
No.
Oh, he'd say, Matthew, sometimes pudding ain't pudding unless you eat it.
What does that mean?
I don't know. Still don't know.
Pudding ain't pudding.
Pudding ain't pudding unless you eat it.
Is it meaning that?
I don't know. I don't even
Why
know.
Why do you waylay me? God. This is the problem. If this happens at our live show.
What?
This is not entertaining for people. Just for me to ask you questions and be very unsatisfied by the answer, and I don't like it. I'm a person of science. I like to know explanations.
You told me that after you got into a coma, you can now see things and you know what's coming.
I can.
So explain the science about that.
I need to be experimented on, so
they'll
figure
exactly.
it out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like astrology. It's a science.
It's a science.
Like Sunit says.
So, which a lot of our sissies came at us about that. Not us, but talked about how a lot of them think kind of what we said, that Sumit totally paid the astrologer to tell Jenny to calm the fuck down.
That is true.
That is true. I think it happened. Y'all, so Sumit goes in and she's like, go away. I'm not talking to you. I'm not talking to you, Sumit. I'm not.
And she's like, Jenny, I need to force you to calm down right now. And she goes,
I'm calm.
And he's like, no, you're not.
She's like, no, I'm not, Samantha, I'm not. And she said,
he's like, I need you to act according to the situation. If I was Jenny and Sumit said that to me, I would punch him right in the fucking face.
I would too. I'd say, why don't you act accordingly to the situation?
Like, you haven't acted according. You know what acting to the according to the situation is? Leaving India.
Poor Jenny. Have you noticed? Jenny's just wiping her forehead.
And fanning herself.
She's hot all the time. She's just sweating the entire... At one point, she just has a fan while
I don't
she's
think
packing.
I don't think I would do well in India. I would always be hot.
I don't know if I would do well in India either. I think it would be...
I hate being hot. It's my least favorite thing.
I also feel like, at least if it's just the way that they show on TLC... You would end up getting into some fights with some of those monkeys running around.
Oh, the ones with big balls.
I could see you doing that.
They'd steal my fruit. And I'd get very upset at them.
Very upset at them. So he finally gets, she's wiping her brow, and she just says, what do you expect from me, Smith? What do you expect? And he says, I expect you to be calm.
And
he
says, stuff like that. And he's like, well, you can always come back.
So you want her to be calm, even though you fucked up and didn't get your shit together, and you just been walking around life without a fucking passport.
Yes, that he says that
Sorry, do you have a ghost? Somebody just
I know
came,
every
knocked
every
on the
time,
door.
Every time,
golly,
every time we're doing a video with something, I hear tap tap tap.
Maybe, I thought. Well, I wasn't gonna tell you this. Well, I got to tell you now. So sometimes I think you probably need to put y'all. Poodle wants to plant some garden stuff until he has a bag of potty mix that's been here for like a week. You might need to move that because that's got like organisms. You could get worms or something in your potty mix, and it could get out in your apartment. I meant to tell you.
Yikes!
That's
neither
here
nor there.
Can you imagine if you just had worms all over your apartment?
I'd move. So Jenny. Is basically, he's saying, you know, Jenny, you can just come back after 6 months. And she's like, I'm the one who has to pay for all the lights. I'm the one who pays. I'm like, but you're a chicken. You can fly.
Yeah, you can. Well, not far. Well, you,
it's true. And he she's more of a leaper.
Yeah, leaper.
And do her wings.
He says, well, I'll pay for the flights. And she goes, she kind of calms down a little bit. But then her thing is like, well, how do you know I can come back? How do you know? And
right.
She said, I'm going to go back to America, and I don't know what's going to happen to us, Sumit.
And Sumit has this in the moment where he goes, maybe I did fail, Jenny.
And then...
And it's just... And he's like, nah.
Very quickly, he's like, I did promise her a lot of things that
What clarity he just, like, kicks away.
And then in the next, he's like, but this is not my fault. We already decided we're going to leave the country after 6 months.
I didn't plan the pandemic.
It is not my fault.
Y'all, I regret ever thinking that this was a romantic story.
Same, boy.
Sumit is a piece of shit.
He is.
Jenny is a fool.
She is a fool. A fool, fool. And she's even saying, like, I'm supposed to be your wife. You knew. You just kept me here. You promised me. And she's like, Sumit, did you ever intend to marry me? Did you ever? And he just says, well... You know I love you. This is what I
planned. Same thing he always says.
You know I want to be with you. Y'all, and then we get to the next day, and we found out it was just a glitch.
Her visa has been approved. I'm sorry, I'm scratching my crotch. Sorry.
People are used to that. They're just used to...
Did you see Andre did it on Bears All? We got a lot of Insta messages about
it. Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't watched Bears All yet.
No, I'm not Bears All. I'm sorry. Pillow Talk. Apologize.
Oh, he did on Pillow Talk.
He had white shorts and just like picking it.
Cause it's girthy.
She's girthy.
She girthy, y'all. And he's got big old balls.
Moldovan balls.
And I bet he shaves everything.
Dumplings.
So it's a little, which isn't my preference.
I bet he does
shave
everything.
But I bet it's just smooth like a kid.
Gross.
I don't like it. So I will say, sorry, you waylaid me about Andre's balls. Now I don't know where I was talking
about. The first time. I know. So, y'all, her visa, it was a clerical error. Her tourist visa is now approved.
Oh, yes. By the way.
So they have a little time.
Yes. We actually, you know, she said it was a glitch. But we actually have some exclusive audio. When Jenny found out, reread her email.
Okay.
When she applied again. And we didn't plan this.
No, I'm glad you got this email. So.
Did you want to reenact Jenny's audio or Sumit's?
I will reenact Jenny's audio.
Okay, that's great. Okay. Because, y'all, here's the deal. She read the email wrong. That's probably what happened. And action.
Jenny, what's wrong?
What's wrong? My love.
This is a miracle.
What?
I can stay in the country. Look.
What?
Party to the first part, party to the second part.
What does it say?
I can stay in the country. My tourist visa was approved. Must have been a clerical error.
What did the first email say? The one you got so mad
about?
It
said that I may not be able to stay in the country. I read that as they were going to kick me out.
It said may not.
That's what they said. Hey,
look right there. It says
all kind of
look
bad
right
stuff
there.
Happens
it says
to me.
We will follow up in an additional email and let you know for sure.
You know, I don't bother with things like that. I just know I need to go, and because stuff like this always happened to me, Smith. Stuff like this has always happened to me. It's gonna happen to anybody. It's gonna happen to Jenny.
Scene. She does say that, y'all. I don't want
stuff like this always happens to me.
I 100% think she didn't read the email right.
I agree with you. And Sumit didn't check up on it.
It did. And then they're just like, clerical error. I don't know what happened.
And it could have been, but...
Maybe.
Y'all, neither of these people are very on it.
No.
They're children.
They are.
Even though Jenny's 60-something.
Yeah.
Jenny's also emotionally a child.
She is.
Yeah.
She is.
And Sumit's a mama's boy. So, anyway, so they're going, they've gone to see.
That's it, is that Sumit needs to be, they're both so passive. And
yeah.
Sumit needs someone like Amber from Love in Paradise.
Oh.
That's what he needs.
Good Lord. He would be such a good doormat for her.
Yeah, y'all, we think that's going to come on for free eventually. It'll be released on TLC. But right now it's on Discovery. It's on our, what, $5?
$5 free.
Yeah. It was a little slow in the middle, but the beginning.
The last episode was good.
The last episode, and then we have the finale. It got good, y'all.
Mark and Kay!
Oh, God. But, y'all, if you are not watching Amber just completely bulldoze and Mother Daniel from Costa Rica, then you're missing out. She always
chicken fingers.
What's
my favorite food?
She's a white woman from Florida who's stressed about a paperwork, even though her fiance left his home country of, where is he from? Venezuela, and was shot
with
two bullet holes because he was shot. Now he's in Costa Rica, but she's stressed out
because she may not be able to get ranch on her flight, which is her favorite sauce.
Woo!
It is some white nonsense.
It is.
It is some wonderful white lady nonsense.
That's a good show, though. It's Mark and Kay are sweet. So anyway, y'all check that out. So
and then there's
Discovery Plus.
And then
fuck
there's
them.
Ariana and Sherlyn. Sherlyn.
Hey, by the way, we also don't forget our Bicurious set drop this week too.
Yes, My Unorthodox Life
for July. So in August, we're gonna make up August. Yes, we know it's September.
So freaking cheap.
We're gonna do so freaking cheap. So anyway, be sure to check those out. All right,
and watch out for a poll in September where we're gonna be on the schedule again.
Poll.
Oh, a poll, an actual poll.
So they're gonna go see again.
An immigration lawyer
for a more permanent solution. Poodle, I know a permanent solution. Can you think of one?
I can't think of a single one. It would be for her to say, can we get married? That would
ding,
be a permanent
ding,
solution.
Ding, ding, ding.
We did have a Sissy Squad member who was Indian who said, this is completely the reason why Sumit won't marry Jenny. It's about the parents, but it's about a bigger reason: money. He is being supported.
I thought that
by
before.
His parents.
I think so too. I think his parents.
He said the majority of unmarried Indian men, and for most like for the women, live at home and are financially supported by their parents. So his parents are still giving money.
So he just doesn't want to make his own money.
He doesn't have the skills. He wasn't taught life skills.
Yeah.
He can't see any other way.
No, that's true.
So I'm not seeing him as a victim here, y'all. He's a piece of shit.
And I actually think, yes, they don't like that Jenny is old. I think his parents would probably be more appreciative if Sumit ended up being with a woman who was someone who, like, took control of his life and they knew would baby him.
I'll never forget when he said, yeah, I have a pre-existing condition. They're talking about COVID, and Jenny is old. The little gems like that are what 90 Day Fiancé gives us.
It's true. So Jenny, they go to this lawyer, and the lawyer says, are you ready to give up your American citizenship?
She's like, absolutely not.
She's like,
I'm American to the core. I raised my kids in America. My daughter? And my grandchildren, I'm there. I worked all my life in America,
which is ridiculous. She does have, her family
and her
is
benefits.
In California. Yeah, and mainly, y'all, she needs her benefits because they're not living off Smith's money. So you do
there
have
is
another option.
One more loophole. This feels like a premise for like an early 2000s movie.
Oh, I was going to say like 1987 movie where like Goldie Hawn becomes a Hare Krishna to get out of like some money laundering scheme.
and
Don Knotts.
She's
like
a criminal.
Or Dom DeLuise would be the main villain.
And she's got to get out of India.
It's like
the only way.
The voiceover. There's a girl on a bike, but where's she gonna go?
She needs that Krishna consciousness.
That Krishna consciousness. Because if she doesn't get spiritual, she's gonna get American.
It's called Escape from New Delhi. Escape from Delhi. The only way is to become a Hare Krishna member. And a lot of times you guys, Hare Krishna members, it's people who are devotees of Krishna Swami, Swami Krishna. And it is, we make fun of them because we do see them in airports. We see them, but it actually, if you go to the root of it, it is kind of a beautiful spiritual practice.
Yeah.
But the idea that Jenny is going to be one, and the funniest thing is they even asked, she's like, so do I have to sell anybody on this?
Yeah,
is this some MLM or something?
She's like, I'm not even spiritual.
Yep.
Y'all, and Jenny's not even religious.
Right. But Sumit is. And she, he basically says the way you can get this is the ISK Con.
It was like the ISKCON, and they're like, what? And I think it's the International Society
ISKCON.
Is that Hare a
word?
Krishna.
Is that a magic word I say 11 times?
Is that organic chicken feed? I'm hungry.
So, y'all, we saw in the
lawyer says, you do nothing of the sort. You don't need to do anything. You don't have to do anything. Jenny's not
this
believing.
This is a great con.
She's smart to believe it because, y'all, I guarantee you,
there's
if
a
she
catch.
Agrees to do this, she's going to get fucked.
Y'all, Jenny's going to be in the airport.
trying to get people.
And they're like, wait, is that a chicken, Hare Krishna?
Yeah, she's going to be in the middle of the tell-all trying to talk to Sean Robinson. Sean Robinson's like, I got Jesus. Now, y'all, the short of it is, like Poodle said, Jenny, bless her heart, is believing what she wants to believe. She's a fool. And I just want to reiterate, Sumit is a piece of shit.
Yeah, for doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's all I have.
Let's move on.
Should we take a break before we go on to the next one?
Oh, yeah, because I didn't set the timer at the beginning. And you kept going on and on about Andre's balls. So I bet that really, like, extended things.
Yeah, I'm sure that was it.
You know, because y'all...
It wasn't about pudding ain't pudding.
Sometimes testicles ain't testicles unless you suck them. We'll be right back.
Ah!
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
Y'all, it's part two. We're back. I purposely started talking when Poodle
in the
took
middle
a drink
of when I was drinking.
It's perfect. He can't say a word. Y'all, the boys are back in town.
The boys are back in town.
Specifically the gays.
The gays.
And you know who else is who else is back in town? Y'all, Truffles is still on this spinning blue orb.
Hey there, everybody.
She's still Truffles. Going.
I'm sitting Truffles. On this bed watching them making this board, and I'm thinking, I'm going to pee on this anytime that I can.
Y'all, that cat.
Because I got one eye and no fucks.
No fucks left to give. That cataract is really making itself
that
apparent.
Little puppy is hanging in.
But I love it that Truffles is still there.
I love them. Again, y'all, I really wanted this to be really dramatic. Armando becomes like a really horrible
I don't think that's
bridezilla.
Gonna happen.
And then they started talking about how his father doesn't even know they got married. I went, this is real shit.
So they've also got a cat on a leash, and I don't know what the cat's name is.
I'm going to say light bulb.
Poquito?
Maybe.
Light bulb.
La Luce. La Luce. That's how you
light say it. Bulb. y'all, this is kind of adorable because they're doing Spanish flashcards for Kenny.
Yes.
Like he's 5 years
okay.
old.
Kenny
and
had
he's
to
still
be,
having a hard
he
time.
He had to, like, be. He didn't know. Y'all.
Automobile.
Spanish. Automobile in Spanish is just automobile.
Automobile.
You just say it a different way.
He acted like he was trying to pronounce a word in Finnish.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hergly, mergly, burglar.
Maybe this is a little play for the camera.
Maybe.
But.
So, yes. We're not going to go through as with all of them.
You we're not going to go their backstory.
You saw all that. You Kenny and Armando, we love them.
You know, what I did write down is I forgot they were dating long distance for 3.5 years.
Yeah, for a long time.
Which is more than a lot of these people.
More. That's the deal. They're really, they represented the gays a lot better than Stephanie and
yeah, well,
Eric
they were their first bi couple, yeah. So technically,
well, the rainbow people, the LGBTQI,
yeah,
Kenny and Armando did a much better job.
They were the
job.
First one,
yes,
yeah.
So, but yeah, and I, you know, you said this, and we couldn't remember, but Armando was married to Hannah's mother.
Yes.
Now, y'all, they do say.
Remember, though, he said she chased them down.
No, I just want to say this because, yeah, we were watching this, and my partner was watching this with me, and he's like, oh, that's a gay couple. I was like, yeah. I was like, Armando's the one that made that beautiful picture of Sophie that we have framed because we love it. It's really, even Poodle liked it.
It was a beautiful
picture.
It was
beautiful. I love it. But I said, and then that's when Armando said, yeah, and then my wife died suddenly, and I said, pause it. And we paused it.
Because it's not just suddenly.
No.
He had done something.
He had told her that he was gay.
And he got in her car. She got in her car and chased him.
Chased him.
Now, and had an accident and she died.
Tried to run him off the road.
Now, y'all, can you imagine the guilt he goes through with that?
Oh, it's not his fault. It is not his fault. But good God.
It is such a sordid way for her to die.
I said that to Kyle, and he was like, what?
Yeah, that happened.
Yeah, so
it's kind of really like Ellie saying, my husband just died.
I told him that, too.
Now, we're going to talk about this more, but there's we got a lot of conspiracy theory sissies out there.
I
got so many emails. I'm sure they probably came from me first because they know I would believe it. We're talking 10 to 12 people.
I don't think Ellie killed her first husband.
And everyone's like, you know Ellie killed her husband, right? And I'm going to talk about it. Why? Because someone else sent me a message about it.
Oh, and God.
Now, I'm not saying Ellie killed her husband.
The views of Jake Anthony are not the views of reality gays.
I'm saying a good case could be circumstantial.
She's not a Carol Baskin.
Could be made for it.
Make a case, because I believe Carol Baskin.
She does have that look in her eye.
Oh, I don't think she does. Anyway, y'all, so they're doing flashcards. I love that that Armando says, we live with my daughter, Hannah, and Kenny's like,
Our daughter.
I loved it. And so, y'all, they're engaged.
They have little bitch fights. I love it.
They do. They do. I bet you they fight over stupid things.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Armando or Kenny put a cup in the wrong place that Armando freaks out.
She keeps a kitchen that way. I can just tell you. Runs a tight ship.
They're
that
so
one.
Normal. And so Armando says, this is important. The only flashback is Armando says, we did announce our engagement to my family. And y'all, that was one of the most awkward things we've ever seen on 90 Day Fiancé.
And I will give it to his mom that she said she tried to understand.
Her to process.
It was a lot for her to process. And however, we still don't, on Bears All, Sean asked her, and his sister was there too. Have you told, he's like, what does his father think? What does Armando's father think? She's like, I haven't told him yet. So,
and Armando just starts crying on Bears
know,
All.
And I'm sure that was hard to hear, that mean, because it sounds like you're ashamed of your son.
Because you are.
Well,
there is a part of you that is.
But it's more complicated than that.
It is. But though there is a shame component in it.
No, there is.
Yeah.
But I'm saying it's her idea is she's trying to spare her husband. She's trying to spare Armando's feelings. It's still bad. It's still mm-hmm. the wrong area, but she's trying to spare the picture of Armando that's in her husband's mind.
Mm-hmm.
She's trying to keep the peace.
But
you're right.
But it's also, if she fully accepted it, then she would be like, this is something, this is the way it is.
I agree with you.
I agree with you,
but
too.
But I'm saying, but
it's very complex.
Because
we talked about how,
but it's not fair to say she's not doing because she's completely ashamed.
Yeah.
It's more layered than that.
Yeah, no, I agree. We talked about how they've got to have their own process. But also, this is, again, Armando didn't talk about this in kind of history, but the history of the backstory of this episode. But what we kind of inferred from their first season on The Other Way is that his family basically shamed him back into the closet.
Did.
So that's where I'm like,
his sister was the only one who was very supportive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So we don't know if his father really knows that they're getting married or not.
Mm-mm, we don't.
But that doesn't stop them from getting a vision board for the wedding.
Well played. Armando's looking at stuff for the wedding.
Could there be something gayer than a wedding vision board?
No. Oh, I can't wait to have one. I'm going to have one.
And I like to when
I'm going to have a lookbook.
Mine'll just be black roses.
Yeah. With a black butt plug in the middle.
Black roses ice. We'll get married in that, Harbing and the ice palace China.
If you got married with black roses, tag us on Instagram at Reality Gays. Put us in your story.
I'm a black rose fan.
I want to see.
If I would have been female, I would have totally been a goth girl. I would have totally been a goth girl.
Yeah, you would have.
Totally.
God.
Yeah.
You would have
Betty
sucked
Page, pinup style.
You would
everything.
Have sucked a lot of guys' dicks for
oh,
pot.
Oh yeah, lots and more earrings, more piercings, the better. I can see it now.
Oh wow.
Oh yeah. Would have been a big slut.
Good. Well, that's didn't change. We're sex positive. Y'all be a slut. Cause you know what? Your mom's a slut.
Yep.
Your sister's a
Life's
slut.
Life's too short not to be a slut.
Life is too short.
So
and we are going to put on merch. Jesus doesn't care if you suck a dick. We just got
to
get there.
We got to find a way to put that. I don't want to put people. Those are like, that's not family friendly at all. That's not even.
I don't think that's the point.
I know, but we need to come up with a clever way to do it.
I probably won't say dick.
Yeah, that's what I was.
I'm not a rube.
I don't know.
I like how you act like you're the classy one when you show your nipple on every podcast that we do for video.
Ooh, y'all, if you're coming to that live show, I am definitely flashing my nipple. I've been holding it in for a long time.
Free the nip.
So she, we basically, they're talking, and she's like, he's got his vision board, and Kenny's like, it's going to be a vision wall by the end. And so they are, y'all, they're meeting with these two wedding planners.
Well, we should say already, Armando's like, Kenny says, how many people do you want there? Armando's like, oh, you think we'll have, you know, like 200. And Kenny's like,
You have 100 people
you want to invite.
It's like, no, it's like family, friends in the town.
And
Armando's
like, plus your people.
I will say, I Googled this, and because I have heard about this. Weddings are like Evelyn's talking about. It's a town celebration. Everyone goes.
Uh-huh.
Especially in smaller towns.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is complicated, though, by the fact that this is a gay wedding.
So who's going to go?
So I think that's where some of the drama of this is going to be. Because Armando's playing with the playbook of,
again,
this is what you do with weddings.
Again, y'all, yep. You, if you're living in the U.S., you're thinking this isn't a big deal because we're so used to gay weddings now. This is a huge deal that they're talking about the wedding planner. This isn't just a ceremony. They're getting legally married.
And also, but one big thing, Mexico just recently outlawed reparative therapy.
Oh, they did.
Or conversion therapy.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, they just did that. But that's at the federal level. Everything else depends on the little areas where you live in.
Like if you want to get a gay marriage in Mexico City, probably not as much of a
problem. No, not a problem.
Not a problem. A lot of gay people in Mexico City.
Oh, okay. First of all, y'all,
on that trip.
I don't know if you know Carlos, who is Hugo's assistant.
Oh no.
They meet Hugo and Carlos. Don't pronounce the H.
Just
Hugo. Y'all, Carlos is a Latin. He's a little bit grown up of twink.
You were attracted to his work. Yeah, okay. There we are. There, but they purposely, which I'm glad, they get a gay wedding planner because they want to get somebody who's
comfortable. Carlos, call me. Anyway, find me Carlos's Insta. I'll follow him. We'll be friends.
Well, good. Maybe you'll get a 90-day fiance. Get on the show. It'll be meta.
I'll need to be the smaller one, though.
Oh, yeah.
I have to lose a little weight.
You look fine.
No, but I can't. No. It doesn't work that way.
He's getting anxiety just thinking about it, y'all.
Armando.
They're talking to them. Yeah, and they're basically. Oh, I want to say. So they're, before they go meet the wedding planner, Armando says, yeah, because this wedding, he said, I like it big. And then Kenny starts laughing, and Armando says, the wedding, y'all. I mean the wedding. And I just want to say.
And those queens go, girl.
And I'm going to say this now. Armando's one of us, y'all. He's a dick pig.
She a dick pig.
Welcome, queen.
Go to do the dick pig. You're going to dick pig.
You know why?
Oh, join the dick pig team. We're going to see the sights. We're going to fuck on and we're going to go dick pig too.
Wow. That kind of sounded like a theme from like one of the Goofy movies.
That's what I wanted to do.
So Armando wants fireworks, which I guess is a thing.
Yeah.
In Mexican culture.
My cousins had it. When they had their wedding in Long Beach, they rode off in a yacht and there was fireworks above the water.
Were either one of them Mexican or part of their culture? They just had it.
This was in Long Beach, this was like 20 years ago.
Oh.
I think people have fireworks at weddings. I mean, usually very expensive weddings.
No, those are like that. I think it's very.
My cousins had a very expensive wedding. So, yeah. Like, I think on a very. Yeah. But maybe everybody does there. I don't know.
We don't know a lot.
Would you have fireworks at your wedding?
No, absolutely not. That's gauche for me.
Okay.
But but that's the culture I come from.
Yeah. No, nobody had fireworks where we're from.
Yeah.
I mean.
Would you?
My inclination is to say no.
Yeah.
Although, I got ruined, y'all, because that's why I live in California now. Because I came out, my cousins that live out in Torrance and Riverside got married, and I was 8 years old, and I was the ring bearer. And they had this beautiful wedding on this beautiful church on Loyola Marymount. It was gorgeous. And then they had this reception on a restaurant in Long Beach over the water. That's where the reception was. And then they drove off into a yacht. With fireworks.
That's bougie as fuck.
And I looked right at my mama and I said, Mama, I would have went like this one day. And it's kind of ruined me. So, you know what? I rescind that. If I had the money to have a wedding like that, I would drive off on a boat and have fireworks.
I guess, you know what? It's according to the occasion.
It's the occasion.
If the wedding is
We're used to someone who's knocked up getting married in the church fellowship hall.
Usually would be weird. And the dad's holding a gun.
And
to make sure.
And the main dinner is a bucket of fried chicken.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe some chicken salad sandwiches.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Amber. No chicken tenders.
With a screen door that goes.
Yeah.
I've been to that reception.
I have too.
And
that horrible green punch that everybody makes.
Why do they do that?
Why? It doesn't go good with the cake.
Y'all, no one wants that punch.
No one wants punch.
If you're thinking about serving that green, awful punch, no one wants it. No one wants even a baby shower. No one wants it there.
Did you say no more punch?
No more. Unless it's got alcohol in it. But even that, the green shit doesn't work. Find punch recipes that are interesting.
Send us
besides
your
the
good,
green.
Your classy punch recipes.
Yes. Yeah. It doesn't have to be classy. It just needs to get me fucked up.
We need to move on. So, y'all, they're driving, and Kenny's like, don't turn into a bridezilla.
Don't you call me a bridezilla.
You see Armando kind of
just
got
a
like,
little just ooh, bristles already.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Y'all.
They probably fucked after this
they
and
hardly
got really
ever,
hot.
That's true. They hardly ever fight, but nothing will make gay men fight like planning their own wedding. I'm here for it.
I can't imagine.
Oh, gosh.
So they're talking to Hugo and Carlos. And yeah. They're like, so he's like, we're thinking about 100. And then
Armando says, no, 200.
And Carlos is like, what are you having, a barbecue?
What are you?
The shadiest little bitchy queen. I was like, ooh. She brought jokes.
Carlos and Hugo, give them a wedding show.
I agree.
I'm here for it. So the Kenny then asks, again, this is where you're like, do you think this is going to be fun wedding drama? And then Kenny's like, so have you had a problem with vendors that don't want to serve gay weddings?
And they're
then
like,
you're like,
yeah.
Oh, this is some real life, like, this is some
I'm
like,
sure they
shit
have,
they're
yeah.
having to deal with. And Carlos says it could like, be a problem, but.
But money talks.
Money talks.
That's the thing, y'all. Here's the thing about people who won't make a gay wedding cake. After a while, you're just being a bad business person.
This is true.
You could say, not that I would advocate for this, but you say,
Advocate?
Well, advocate. Not that I
would advocate.
But, you know, the thing about it is you can name your price. And let's say you said, I'm going to make I'll do a gay wedding cake, but I'll charge 15% more. However, you would be priced out and they would just go to someone else. It's that idea of how dare they not respect me, and or I have my beliefs. That's not business.
It's not.
So whenever I see lawsuits for that, I'm like, and when even, and this is not, I understand why gay couples get upset and they sue about it. I get it. But someone right next door will do it for you.
I know.
Sounds like a bad activist.
No,
to me.
But I think some people want to make a point for that.
But it'd be different if they were the first people to do it.
I know.
But we've had.
But maybe you thousands. Say someone else can do for it. But we're thinking we live in LA in a big city.
No, you're right.
If you live in in Paulsville,
what I would tell a baker is. I would say I will give you a discount for same-sex wedding cakes wherever and see what you could do.
We need to move on because now I want cake.
I always want cake.
Y'all, that's basically them. Kenny just talked about it. He's been out for so long, and I get that. He's been out and living in a place where people don't care about that. But he's not just over it, but this is traumatic for him as well because he has PTSD from the fucking 80s. Anyway, who's next? I don't remember.
Steven and Alina.
Oh. Talk about somebody adjusting themselves on camera.
Okay.
He gets out of the car and just goes.
Great value DJ Qualls. Do you know who that is?
No.
That's Google DJ Qualls.
Okay.
You will see it. Who I think is LGBT.
Really?
You'll see. He's been in tons of movies. His character actor.
DJ Qualls.
It hit me. I'm like, who is he? Who is he? He looks like an actor in the face.
DJ Qualls.
Qualls.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they really do look alike.
Yeah. It hit me.
This guy has to be LGBTQ.
I think he recently came out.
He was on
years ago.
CSI. CSI no, Tulsa or something like
you
that.
You recognize him. He's a character actor. He's been in everything.
Well, good for him. Good for him. So he did come out as gay.
Yeah. DJ Qualls is picking up his last paycheck.
He is.
And Dan, his hot boss.
His hot.
Jesus.
Ooh.
Very straight bro
boy, that
boss.
That is a Mormon who just pummels you.
I would ruin him. I'd get him away from his wife for one night.
Ooh, I just want to say, y'all, for this segment, I'm going to lay down that heavy load down by the riverside. Oh, yeah.
Down by the riverside.
Oh, yeah. Down by the riverside.
I'm going to lay down my heavy load. Burden. Burden.
Burden.
Burden.
Down by the riverside and
won't study
the world no more.
You don't know any of the words besides down by the riverside,
I
do you?
I ain't going to something like that. I know it a little
lay
bit.
Lay down my heavy load. What? I was like, what?
Yeah. Someone came for me and they said, okay, so first of all, they got the river, they got the rights to that, and then... And then when we see Alina, she said, did they literally get the soundtrack from Beauty and the Beast? It was just such, or I thought it was like Hocus Pocus. The music supervision's gone up this year.
They've spent some money on it.
They're spending some money now.
It's not like Married at First Sight.
No. But y'all enjoy those Shazams. I know. So anyway, y'all, there's nothing to really say. He gets his last check. His boss is like, it's sad that you're leaving. And Steven's like, hey, can I have a hug?
And the boss says
no. But I really want to talk. So, y'all, they talk. He's leaving. He gets his check. We need to talk about this office.
Okay. Okay.
Please tell me you were about to bring this up.
Yes. Every single phone book this man has ever owned.
It's on just bookshelves. What?
Who needs a phone book?
Who needs a fuck?
It also, I don't know how familiar you are with like Scientology and the way those books look.
Mm-hmm.
They look like Dianetics.
They look, yes, it yes, looks yes.
They're very colorful.
So is it like,
look like a Scientology library in there.
Is Alina's mother right? Are these where Mormons put body parts to sale?
This I'm is kidding, when y'all. This they is when he can sell organs quickly.
Yes, I guess. Y'all,
it's a front.
Alina's mother and grandmother are terrified. We're going to get to that in a minute.
Also, her mother is younger than us.
Yes, yes.
I was yes, mortified.
Yes, yes, yes. Let's just move on to that,
y'all. I just need to say one more thing.
Yeah.
There, Stephen tells a story in his Mormon lisp where he says,
hey,
so I killed my first bug. I ran over this ant hive, and like the ants were
the
carrying
ants.
Away dead bodies. And it was too human. I'm like, honey, ants aren't human. They were moving the dead bodies out of the way and said, oh, these are dead bodies. We don't need them anymore. And he's like, they were carrying them. They were probably carrying them to feed to the queen.
They were. It wasn't them just doing a procession of
That's a deep cut about dialogue of the Carmelites. Wow.
Nothing like an opera ending with nuns walking
with
to their
beheading
death.
Nuns.
Wow.
But the most beautiful. But that
I
chorus,
love that opera.
That chorus is so beautiful.
Oh, I love that. I cried every night. We did it.
And then when she says, when Blanche walks up, Sister Blanche walks up there out of nowhere, and everyone goes, and she dies with them. I could almost cry right now.
That's Poulenc, right?
Poulenc.
All right. Some of you fell asleep. Anyway, if you're that one bitch who screamed and almost drove off the road because we talked about dialogue of the Carmelite, come at us.
So
yes, Stephen is.
But thinking that ants,
I know,
I understand they're creatures. So don't.
He watched an ant's life when he was five.
A bug's life.
No, there's an ant's life too.
Oh, really?
I think there's an ant's life.
There's a movie called Ants. ANTZ.
Oh, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. But it's almost like he's trying to lend human characteristics and
yes.
Just say they're also God's creatures, not that they carry the dead bodies.
I know.
Then I'm telling you, the ants probably fed them to the fucking queen because ants are pragmatic, y'all.
They are.
If you died, I was trapped, I'd eat your body later.
Yeah.
You what? That tracks.
Yeah. I would have already.
What'd you do with mine?
Oh, I would have already killed you so that way I wouldn't get trapped. So there we are. But speaking of pragmatic, let's move
There'd
on to Russia.
There's got to be good ways to cook you.
Maybe. Maybe. A good roux. So, y'all, we're in Russia. Alina, y'all, she does these things where she like paints makeup on her chest
yeah.
and does weird paintings and then does Instagram photos.
One thing,
them.
just a digression, did you see how beautiful and lithe and feminine his hands were, Stevens?
No.
I think he's got a nice penis too.
Oh, God.
But his hands.
He's attractive when his hair's short. All the pictures of him. When he was with her, he was very cute.
He was cute and twinky.
He looks not as attractive.
I agree.
Now. But
I'm not into him. Let me clarify.
Y'all, here's what we're going to see, though. She's not as weird as him, but Alina is kind of quirky.
Yeah.
I think I can see how they're a match. And she's doing her Instagram photos.
She's studying Chinese and Asian politics.
Yeah.
So that's why she doesn't want to uproot her life. She already has goals.
Yes.
In her life. It's a lot of times we find people who want to go to the U.S., either they don't have goals or their goal is just to get to the U.S. And this is the other way is very different because they're going there because Alina knows what she wants to do.
Yeah.
She has a major. She wants to – yes, she's doing videos of all this stuff. Maybe she does want to be famous. I don't know. But I feel like she's making him be a part of her fantasy and her dream. Which
well,
I think is great.
He's asking her to do some things, too. We're going to get to that
well,
later.
Yes.
Yes. So,
but I'm saying good for her that she's mandating
that. No, good for her,
that.
But she has no idea what she's getting into. Bless her heart. her family is making borscht. Remember, y'all,
and water is wet. A Russian family. Yeah,
Natalie made this. It didn't go good.
Didn't go good.
This is where Hookergate began. I just saw a blurb that apparently Natalie is really is a prima donna and really cantankerous with some of the crew from Single Life.
No!
Shocker. Shocker.
Jesus.
Oh,
God.
And you know who else I've heard could be difficult?
Who?
I just had it in my mind. I don't know. Me.
Agree.
I have a hard time with all of my crew. They never do anything right.
They either don't set up the light or they don't fuck you. That's Poodle's problems.
Yep.
Anyway, so Alina says, you know, I love Steven. I met him. He's kind. He jokes around. She said, you know, and so she's talking to her family about this. And they're like, how are you feeling? And mom's like, well, we wanted to meet him.
Yeah.
And like spend more time with
him. They did meet him in Prague.
Or they did. We wanted to get to know him.
But they say he's still a stranger. Also, y'all, grandma is maybe 10 years older than us.
Maybe.
We're saying that now.
Maybe, yeah.
I was horrified. Grandma's
hips work better than ours.
Yes, grandma's maybe 55.
No, I think like 50.
Yikes.
Well,
our
think
parents
about,
were old.
She's 20. So
yep.
If Alina was your daughter, you would have had her when you were 30.
Yep. Wow.
Wow. Wow. Anyway.
I'm not 50, by the way.
I didn't wonder if he caught that. So, but still, you would have been 22.
Yes.
Yeah. You were fucking a lot of people when you were 22.
I'd already have, if I could have babies.
We would have been like, yeah, woo.
Bad.
So
if
anyway,
a 20-year-old shows up at my house, I'll be like, Kay?
Okay, yeah, yeah. Dos is not good. So mom is like, everything was going good. She's like, but when we found out he's a Mormon, she's like, they're a cult. They do dark things. They do dark. And then she goes into,
you know what? If I would have seen that Scientology office, I would have thought the same
true.
Thing.
That's true. Well, and Lena explains, they only have one religion in Russia.
Russian Orthodox. Well, one state approved religion.
That's what I was going to say. They have other.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you know.
Yeah.
Not a very free country.
Just because communism goes away doesn't mean you don't have the structures in place.
Exactly. So, but the mom said, but we found information on sacred rituals of Mormons. And Alina's like, Mom, stop Googling. And I love that there is.
I really like Alina.
I like her too. I love that there's the commonalities of teenagers. Because y'all, let's face it, she's practically a teenager.
Yeah.
The teenagers here in America are so, they're just like the same in a lot of places in the world.
And the mom and the grandmother thinks that they sell organs or they sell people or use donors to get organs and they sell to people.
Yes. And Alina says, you know, she said actually, you know.
Remember, though, Alexandra's parents had read bad things about Mormons as well.
No, so I think it's a very much like a.
I think it's because of Russian government and culture's distrust of anything that's West.
Oh,
that's why.
Yeah, I think a lot of, but so it's normal that are not normal, but it's common that her family has these fears. But Alina said they asked her, that Stephen asked her to read the book. They read the Book of Mormon. They're reading it or read it together. She attended some church lessons that made her feel like it wasn't so scary.
Right.
But then mainly grandma's like, it's just too soon. You're 20.
I will say.
You can't be sure of any. And then that's what mom says. Yes. Alina, you can't be sure of anything in life. Just real good Russian optimism.
Well, they've always been the most realistic and pessimistic of people.
Yes.
So let's talk about when her friends come over, Nastia and Julia.
Julia.
I wrote down this wallpaper, my eyes. Because it's all I can stare at.
It's a lot of wallpaper. It's not
this pattern.
You know that the grip was like, does anybody have some like a curtain or something? Like, can we bring in those curtains with the lemons or the oranges on them from the kitchen?
Do you remember that time in like the aughts where people were wallpapering bathrooms and it was like in kind of loud patterns?
I wasn't alive in the 1900s.
Aughts. the aughts.
I do remember that. It was not a good. It was not. People are doing wallpaper now, but it's more beautiful.
But this was like kooky patterns. Yeah. Very busy patterns.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You would see. This was an extreme example, but you would see wallpaper in that.
Kind of reminding me of my mom's wallpaper in the bedroom that we had, because it was silver and it was kind of shiny and it had blue palms and ferns on it. Well, they built the house in 79.
Oh, you mean she didn't do it?
No, okay. But that was the house I grew up in.
No, this is definitely, this is Eastern Bloc wallpaper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So her friends are like, so hey, what's up? You want to make a TikTok? And she's like, I can't. I got to pack because I'm going to Turkey.
I'm
going
to go Turkey and get married.
Yeah. And she's like,
you're going to have sex? She's like, no, that's the kicker.
That's the kicker because we agreed that we're going to be innocent, untouched, and pure.
I hate this shit.
Y'all, and we're calling this now. What's so gross about this is Steven says at the end, he's not a virgin. We called it.
I just hope it's also with boys.
Here's the deal, and this is kind of jumping ahead. Steven is hiding from something. And yeah. I don't think it's a gay thing. I think it's actually just he feels shame and weirdness about his life, and he's hiding behind religion.
It's,
and shit's going to come out.
It's a real problem to be someone like him who's kind of an odd duck in a religion like LDS.
That prides itself on conformity.
Homogeneity.
Yes.
Yep.
That's hard.
Yep.
That's hard.
And I guarantee you, he has lots of dark nights of the soul.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's because he can't fit in.
Yeah.
He literally, he's the strangest person in his family.
Yeah.
And he needs to, God, if he was to get out of Salt Lake City, I think he'd become a different person.
I think so, too.
So we find out she's still a virgin.
She is still a virgin. She said not by choice. It just kind of happened that way.
And she says,
again, Poodle and I were like, how does that happen? Not familiar.
I just needed to. I knew at 17 I needed to go out there and get it done.
At 17 he heard.
I answered the call. So she's counting on a proposal, she says.
Yes.
And the friends are like, and so then this is the big news. He's been, and I can see him doing this. He's like, he's been talking about a female friend he has. And he's like, yeah, I fell asleep watching a movie at a girl's house. This is not good to do with your girlfriend when you're talking about things like, let's save ourselves.
Yes.
When she lives in a foreign country. Because
if you're saying let's save ourselves and then later you're saying you want to sleep in different hotel rooms.
Yeah, because of temptation.
Why would you stay the night at a girl's house?
So,
then red flag.
Then, here's another one. He said, do I have your permission to date other girls? And she's like, no!
I'm telling you, he's dating Alina because he can't date girls in the U.S. because they see through his bullshit and think he's weird.
I agree. Something's off.
Something's off. Yeah. Like, it's not a gay thing, but it's like he is hiding shit.
Something's off.
I don't trust
him. So the friends are like, oh, maybe you should test his faithfulness. You know, you can pay actresses to seduce your boyfriend. I'm like, this is not a good idea.
When they said that,
I leaned in
because I went, that's the movie I saw in 1989 with Goldie Hawn.
That's what I would do.
That is an 80s movie plot as well.
Y'all, I think I would ask one of my friends, if I was worried about fidelity, I would make sure my current partner would never find out about it.
Well, I wanted to say something, and I really, with Alina, I did not expect to be talking about this person, but when I was watching this, I saw a little bit of cigarette smoke waft in from the left side of the screen, and I actually sent a raven. And y'all, we have here today Olga Pudelskaya.
Oh,
and
my.
I did not expect.
I didn't hear about this.
I don't think Alina went to her school, but I have a feeling the friend with the dark eyeliner did.
Yeah. So she's definitely taking some courses.
Yeah, but so
correspondence courses.
We have Olga Pudelskaya here today just to give us a little update.
I need to go get a drink.
Why don't you go get a drink? And because I think this will help us understand a little bit of why hurry and find that goddamn wig. Why Olga would want such a thing. Where the fuck is your wig? You know you should have your wig on hand, Poodle. God damn it. Y'all, for watching the intimate portrait, I'm having to stall for Poodle to find his wig.
I don't know where it is.
Oh, God. You just ruined this bit. Golly.
Oh,
sorry, y'all. This is our live shows are going to be shit. Anyway, y'all, better late than never. We have Olga Pudelskaya.
Hello, it is I, Olga.
Hi, Olga.
It is I, Olga.
You know, didn't expect, but it was. I'm thanking you for getting my bird and for coming contact with me.
Yes, don't. I've been very busy these days.
Yes,
very busy.
Olga,
you know, have you been very successful with Bitcoin? Have you heard about Bitcoin?
Oh, yes. I don't want.
You know what Bitcoin is?
I get your emails. I'm not buying any from you.
If you don't know what Bitcoin, let me tell you what Bitcoin. Can I tell you about
please,
Bitcoin?
Please tell me.
Bitcoin is when you take coin and you buy it here and you make people think it's real, but you're actually selling them chocolate coin.
Oh, okay.
Bitcoin is very popular in the US.
Very, okay.
People are buying Bitcoin.
Oh, okay. You have a lot?
Lots of chocolate coin, yes.
Yes, okay.
In house.
Oh, great.
I live in Pasadena now, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, so you married again?
Widowed? We're getting there. We're getting there.
Okay.
Well, married, hopefully widowed.
Hopefully widowed.
Yes.
Okay.
Looking forward to being married, did widowed.
Okay, yes.
Yes. See how that
that's,
works?
That's how it works. So, Olga, we, you know, we've been,
yes,
we've been
yes.
watching one of your master students. And,
yes.
And
oh,
Antifa.
I hear you've been and watching Antifa, yes.
Yes, yes. And
yes,
so,
she graduated honors.
Okay, but we didn't expect Alina's friend.
Yes.
What was Julia?
Julia, without, yeah.
She took
infidelity and proposing infidelity 102.
102. So yeah. if you don't know somebody, you can. This is new to me. You can hire someone to pretend to
you
be
hire,
a girl.
It's simple. People do it all the time.
Okay.
Yeah. If you're worried that first of all. Hopefully, if you are a woman in marriage, hopefully you are already cheating. But if your husband is cheating, that's a problem.
Oh, okay.
No, you need, if you're a woman, you need to be getting what you can get.
Okay.
That's,
all right.
So, because otherwise, you have to, normally you're going to choose older men who cannot have sex with you. Also, they're old, so why?
Oh, okay. That's just true.
They have shriveled dostiges. So you need to be getting yours on side.
Okay.
So you're already cheating.
Okay.
That's the thing. You know that.
Okay, yeah.
But if they're cheating, they may have a way to give the money to someone else.
Oh, okay.
You know, there's a trend now. Everyone's
but
giving.
Where do you find people? Do they hire an actress? How do you find someone to pretend to be a girlfriend?
No, you go outside any strip club. You go outside. Oh. Hey, do you want to make $25?
Oh, okay.
I'm going to need you to go to my husband's office. And you take small recorder with you.
Oh, okay.
And you're going to go up and you seduce him. I tell you exactly what to say.
Oh, okay.
You say, I know you are married to a beautiful, beautiful woman at home, but I will give you something she cannot give you, and that is genuine affection and love.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say anal.
No, that's first date territory.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's how that's 102.
Oh,
that's 103.
103.
Anal.
Anal 103. That's a class.
Anal and sealing deal.
Oh, okay. That's what you do to graduate from the school of
Okay. No, it's sealing deal. It's for proposal.
Oh, okay. Great.
So, You talk to woman at outside of strip club, uh-huh. and you say, you go to him and you be all nice to him, uh-huh. and then you get him to try to make, first of all, you do sexy dance for him.
Yes,
you do
okay.
sexy.
Okay, okay. Yeah, okay.
I will say Olga's never a good dancer.
Yeah, okay.
It's her problem.
She was, however. A little tired of the hips.
She was, however, very good. At slam dancing.
Oh.
Are you familiar with slam dancing?
Not familiar.
You go up to someone and you slam face in crotch.
Oh.
And then you hold their hand there and you dance with them.
Oh.
Then they get the mouthful of your crotch and then they're yours for the evening.
Oh, okay.
That's slam dancing.
All right. Well,
so anyway. I'll tell you.
Okay.
You get the girl.
Okay.
And she's like, "Yes, I love you. I love you so much." She whispering. And then he reaches for inhaler.
Okay.
You snap hand away.
Okay.
Then you take picture of him with his mouth open, and you put booby. You put booby right over mouth.
Oh,
his open mouth.
So it's very quick.
Yeah, it takes at least 1.5 minutes.
Oh, okay.
And then
to get the pictures,
you take
very
picture.
Quick.
You take picture,
or is it Photoshop?
And then they give you. If you need the Photoshop, we do what you have to do.
Like that's
so.
I'm,
then you
I'm
have
sure that's a class
you put
too.
It in evidence folder that is included in Olga Pudelskaya course evidence folder.
Evidence.
Brown evidence folder.
It's just is it just a shitty?
It's written in Cyrillic. You
shitty,
can see it.
A shitty felt folder that just says construction folder.
Not familiar.
Okay.
So you do this. And she bring you back picture,
uh-huh.
and then you say you test fidelity, so you know to add to prenup.
Okay.
So wait, this was a question of she was sure that she wasn't sure if he was cheating and it was all emotional because he has no money, right?
No money.
Why bother?
Thank you, Olga Pudelskaya.
I thought that's what you were bringing me.
No money.
So there's no financial agreement.
No money.
Nobody says. I'm going to Whataburger.
Okay. Thank you, Olga. We appreciate you very much. Who? I didn't even know there were Whataburgers in Los Angeles. I guess she found the one.
I think she's probably on the way to Texas right
okay.
now.
Okay. All right, then.
I hate to tell her, but
it's a long trip.
She needs to have a procedure. She may not. She may need to rethink that.
Wow!
It was good to see her.
I don't know what else to say after that. So I'm just I'm done.
I just have one thing to say. They're Skyping later on.
Yeah. Oh yes.
And he says, "You're my moonlight. I like your hair. It's really shh, whatever that is."
Shh.
And tomorrow is the day that they're going to be. And he's like, so he's Cupcake, I need to tell you.
Moon dance. Button nose.
So Cupcake.
Dimple cheeks.
I've booked 2 apartments for us.
Huh.
So I'm going to spend
So you get
twice.
A nice apartment, and I'm going to stay in a shitty hostel.
Because
I can't be tempted.
She's going to get ready for baptism. Now. This is Alan and Kirliam all over again.
It is.
When his friend had to stay on the couch because Alan might
could
be tempted by her sexiness.
And they ended up getting married quicker because they wanted to fuck so bad.
Because he couldn't keep it in his pants.
He wanted to fuck her so bad.
Ugh. Because it would be, you wouldn't inherit your celestial kingdom. So, anyway, he says, I love this for her. She's like, that doesn't work for me.
Yep. She's nope. like, nope. I'm not leaving my country. I'm not leaving my family. I'm not going to Turkey to be alone.
And he's like, so here's the thing. What if I stay with you that first night so you're not scared?
Because I'm like, he could sleep on the couch. Not
well,
a big deal.
They still think that is cohabitation, I believe. But Alan Kirliam had a good idea. They brought someone else in so they wouldn't do that. Now, here's the question I have. Is staying in a co-ed hostel, would that be bad? In a place? Because, you know, until she gets her baptism, would
maybe.
That be okay?
I don't. Did you ever stay at hostels?
Yes.
Oh, that's a, we can't. You know what? I brought that up.
You can find places to have privacy at hostels.
Wow.
Trust me. Even in the most public of spaces.
Wow. Wow.
Usually the hall bath has a good lock on the door.
Wow.
But then I learned you never know what you're going to get from that toilet seat. So
yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to be in the Czech Republic looking for an antibiotic.
No. It's hard. Dobrý den. Antibiotic.
Wow.
And they're
wow,
like,
I just
they're
took
like,
you to a
like,
place.
Just drink a lot of beer. You'll be fine. Yeah, you did.
Wow.
Boy, God. Sex that I had in a hostel bathroom. Not a hostel private bathroom. A floor bathroom. It's disgusting. I can think back now.
You know
now.
What? Well, there you go.
So she is basically saying, you know, she's like, don't you think that sounds stupid?
Yeah, don't. And he's like, well, it's just you're so sexy.
And he says,
I don't know if I can.
We might. And this is the thing. He puts it on her in a weird way.
Yes, because that's what his religion does. They put
and
it all
says,
on women.
He says, we might accidentally have sex because, you know, when you fall into her pussy.
Exactly.
Oh, I fell into your pussy.
Woo!
My penis fell into you.
Oh, did it again.
Whoop, 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 whoop.
And so that's when the producer says, you know, he's like, I don't know if I can control it. The producer said, can you elaborate on that? And he says, well, I need to tell her I'm not a virgin. I've had
it's
sex
like
in the
I've
past.
Struggled with chastity. And he says sexual relationships in the past. There's going to be more that comes out, I
there
think.
Is. It's not good.
This person is, y'all, Steven is desperately trying to find who he is.
Yep.
Elena, much more, even though she's only 20, knows much more of who she really is. Steven, y'all, if you're in a relationship with a Steven, you need to walk the other way.
If they lived in the same country, they would never date one another.
Never.
Never.
Never. But no, I'm saying people like Steven who are trying to reconcile parts of their personality,
oh, yeah.
They're going to be, number one, they're going to show you a different person from day to day because that's how they feel. These people don't need to be in relationships.
Not until they know themselves.
Yep. That's the show!
That's the show, everybody. You can go to realitygatespodcast.com to find all of our other stuff. We're going to be revamping the site, so that will be kind of your go-to place. That and the newsletter will be the go-to place for y'all to get information about live shows coming up.
And what else we're covering.
All that good stuff. You can find us on Instagram at Reality Gaze Podcast, Twitter at Reality Gaze Pod. Come at us on Cameo. And lastly, Poodle, what do you enjoy more than anything?
A review.
Leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts.
Besides hostel bathroom floor sex.
5 stars. And if you don't know what to put, just put keep going, Queens. We appreciate it. We call these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love in the wrong places, including hostel bathrooms? Jesus.
And if you've ever thought to yourself, why am I not a Hare Krishna? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge!
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.